Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello, welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, in with Greg Pickle. Greg, we are already into the month of March. Time is going fast, and we still have lots of Penn State action going on during the offseason, buddy.
Yes, you got that right, Jim. It's never a dull moment around the Penn State football program, it seems. And even in a February with no recruiting visits, there was certainly a lot that happened. And now we get to turn the page to not only March, but a favorite time of the year for you and I, spring practice as well.
That's right, coming up soon. But let's get to the news first. And this is going to be a recruiting-heavy show. But I feel like anymore when you talk recruiting, it can't just be those high school players. You also got to talk about the portal. So I want to start there with you. Lance Dixon, he entered the portal about a month ago or so. And I think all of us just assumed he would be heading to Michigan. His former high school coach is now there. And then all of, lo and behold, this week Mike Farrell reports that Lance Dixon is considering Michigan State, West Virginia, TCU, and Temple. And Michigan was not in that list. Are you surprised by that?
Not totally. You know, I think that, you know, we saw that, there was a quarterback, A.J. Duffy, at IMG Academy, the 2021 prospect here. Everyone assumed was going to, going to go to Arizona State, and then the Sun Devils didn't make his top four, but he's telling everyone that will listen that, oh, yeah, they're still in it. They're still a contender. So I think this might be a similar situation. I mean, I guess it's possible that things just didn't work out between him and the Wolverines. It does feel like it's taken maybe a bit longer than most would have expected for something to become official there. But, you know, it's easy to enter the transfer portal, but it's not always simple to go through all the application process and things like that to actually get into a school. So maybe there's just some things to be working around on this front. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, those lists of schools don't necessarily stun me either. I guess it just doesn't feel likely. The main takeaway for me at this point is that whether it's Michigan, whether it's somewhere else, it just doesn't feel terribly likely that he's going to return to Penn State one way or the other. So, you know, I think that that ship has probably sailed, and, you know, we'll see which one of those schools he picks or if it ends up being Michigan.
I believe the feeling, like I said, when you have your high school coach ending up there at Michigan and he's from Michigan, you get the feeling that if that was going to happen, it probably would have happened already, or at least that's the feeling that I get from it. So I believe he's going to end up at one of these other schools. It also makes me wonder, you know, we still have in the back of our head that this was a 4 or 5-star kid coming out of high school, but he hasn't lived up to that while playing at Penn State, and maybe Michigan took a look at that, and that was part of their decision on this. You mentioned a quarterback. I want to get into the portal with quarterbacks. Greg, a couple names that have been tied to Penn State have been Alan Bowman of Texas Tech, who entered the portal, and Tyler Shaw of Oregon, and they both ended up elsewhere, didn't they?
Yes, they did. So, Bowman is kind of a Penn State legacy. Well, not kind of, he is a Penn State legacy. So this is a kid that, has some ties to Penn State. It wasn't terrible at, he was not terrible at Texas Tech. But at any rate, he has made it back to the Big Ten now because, as you note, Jim, he has transferred to Michigan. So it's interesting that we're talking about the Wolverines maybe getting a Penn State player on the defensive side of the ball, and now they have the son of a former Nittany Lion on the offensive side of the ball. So we'll see. I'll be interested to see how that shakes out because they have the 5-star kid coming in out there whose name escapes me at the moment, JJ something or other, I think.
Was it McCarthy?
Yes, that's right. Yep. So that's the five-star coming in to Michigan. And a lot of people think he is going to be kind of the savior there. Obviously, Bowman has some experience, and at worst will provide a little bit of veteran leadership to that room. So I think that's good. But, yeah, you know, ultimately, whoever Penn State faces with, you know, when it's time to play Michigan, the Wolverines quarterback is obviously going to be something we'll discuss. But, you know, there's also a pretty big discussion going on the Penn State side of things, too, about that quarterback room and how that's all going to shake out with Sean Clifford, Taquan Roberson, and Christian Ayu. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to me like Bowman was ever really a consideration for Penn State and vice versa. I think it was a little bit different with Tyler Shaw, the Oregon quarterback. You know, I think he is a guy that maybe Penn State did show some interest in, and maybe they thought that, you know, he could be a guy that came in and compete for that job, but sure enough, he ends up at Texas Tech. And, you know, I think a lot of people were, Penn State fans, Jim, were disappointed about that, but this is a guy from Arizona, you know, who went to Oregon, obviously, and I just... It never seemed realistic to me to think that he was going to come all the way east to continue his college football career. It's just not what he's done so far in his life. And, you know, I think that was probably one thing that worked against Penn State when all was said and done. But, yeah, the quarterback carousel certainly continues to spin. There's no doubt about that.
Well, the other part to this, Greg, is, you know, you see a Tyler Shaw. He would not come in, and just step right into the starter's role. There would be no guarantee of that starting right away. He would have had to compete with Sean Clifford, I'm assuming. No guarantees. I don't know what the quarterback room looks like now at Texas Tech for him to end up there, but there's a lot more to this than just, gee, how come not Penn State over Texas Tech? There's a little more going on, and as you brought up, there's also geography. All right. We talked portal. Let's go into recruiting a little bit. But let's stick with quarterbacks for a second. Penn State has a quarterback in the 2022 class, Bo Prabula. All indications are they're very happy with him. And since he committed to Penn State, he has performed even better, played very well. His stock has risen. But now, perhaps because of the other quarterbacks that have entered the portal, it now appears they might go for a second quarterback in the class. And one of the quarterbacks they're looking at is a quarterback out of Ohio by the name of Drew Aller. What can you tell us about him, Greg?
Yeah, so this is one of the guys that Mike Yurcich kind of made a priority as soon as he got to Penn State. And, you know, there are a lot of teams have now entered that fight at this point. You know, Notre Dame offered recently. Obviously, Penn State's now been recruiting him for some time, and with Mike Yurcich, he obviously been recruiting him for about a month now, give or take. But, you know, Tennessee's in the mix now. So more schools are starting to find out about him. And here's the one I think the biggest challenge, really, is that, you know, with these quarterbacks this year, they didn't have camps last year. They didn't have the Under Armour All-American game or, you know, Under Armour All-American camps or those kind of things. So I think some of these guys, Jim, are, I don't want to say out of sight, out of mind, but, you know, Drew Aller was one of the biggest risers in the 247 Sports re-rankings, and there's a big reason for that. They got to see some tape on him and said, whoa, we might have missed this guy last summer, but let's not make sure we, you know, let's make sure we don't mis-evaluate him again. 6'5", 220, number 10 pro-style quarterback in the 247 Sports composite. From Ohio, he would be a tremendous get, Jim, and a great second quarterback in this class, but it's not going to be easy, you know, again, because of those other big-name schools that are now in the mix.
Has anything changed with Bo Prabula? By that, I mean, was he told or even indicated that he'd probably be the only quarterback in this class? So is this a bit of a change for him?
You know, I don't think so. I think that they've probably been straightforward with him from the start that, you know, with the way that this whole recruiting process has gone for everyone in the class of 2022, that, you know, they were going to be evaluating guys constantly, not just their current commits, of course, but guys that they've offered and, you know, then guys that they might want to offer down the road. So, you know, I don't think that there's been any deceit or anything like that as it relates to how Penn State's messaged all of this to Bo Prabula. I do think that, you know, anymore, even if you're, I guess I would look at it like this. If I was a high school player, it might not be easy to do at that age or for the families to do, but So, okay, you might, so if you're a part of a, if you're the only quarterback that comes in, fine, but with the reality of the transfer portal, in addition to the very likely fact that we're not too far away from the free one-time transfer without sitting at a year rule being put in, I mean, you might be one quarterback that signs in your class, but you're hardly going to, you know, there's going to be guys coming in and out of there via the portal your entire time on campus. So I just don't know if it's really wise for anyone to think that just because they are the one quarterback in the signing class, they're going to be the guy. I think if you're a high school recruit at this point, you have to assume that every year, you know, if you're not the star, that somebody's going to be coming in potentially behind you to try and win that job. And that doesn't matter if, you know, again, you were the only quarterback signed in a class. If you were two of quarterbacks signed, I don't think I've ever seen three. That'd be a little bit crazy to, unless it was some kind of horrendous scholarship pitcher. But yeah, I just can't imagine that schools will have a lot of issues recruiting two quarterbacks if they want to anymore, just simply because of the realities of the transfer portal and what it means to roster management now.
Exactly. The rules have completely changed. Let's mention one other, a highly regarded Pennsylvania player by the name of Anthony Johnson, I believe a linebacker out of Philadelphia. He has made his commitment to Rutgers, which I think is a bit of a surprise to folks who normally think, gee, if you're going to lose a player from within Pennsylvania, highly regarded, it was going to be Clemson or Alabama or Ohio State. Here's a situation where he ends up at a school like Rutgers. Makes you think that there's more going on with this recruitment than is on the surface.
Yeah, and I haven't been able to quite put my finger on it, Jim, but yeah, something doesn't quite add up to me here. You know, I know that there were some people out on Twitter, our buddy Ryan Snyder of BWI being one of them, who were saying that, you know, maybe Penn State wasn't pushing as hard for him anymore. And yeah, it really makes you wonder when a kid has a final group that I think included Alabama, Oregon, and Auburn, and obviously Penn State was in the mix at one point too, and then Rutgers wins out, you know, and there's this talk about it being close to home and all that, Jim. I just think that, yeah, you're right, that something more was probably at play here, and for whatever reason, some of these schools backed off his recruitment.
All right, real quick in the last minute we have, any other news on high school recruits? I know Nick Singleton is a guy I've been focusing on quite a bit. Seems like he's got an Alabama offer, a Notre Dame offer. What's the latest there, or with anyone else we should know?
Yeah, you know, I think with Singleton, Jim, he wants to see some places. He's going to get more notoriety as he can go out to events this spring and summer. So he's going to be a tough one to land. There's no question about that. Penn State has some work to do there. And then otherwise, you know, I guess I would just say in general that, you know, I think we can expect to see some more action on the recruiting front in terms of offers and virtual visits and things like that now that spring practice is here. So things should start picking up.
All right. That will be it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to continue the recruiting conversation. We're going to talk about all the coaching changes at Penn State and how they affect Penn State's recruiting. Stay tuned for that.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about sauces like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.